Thank you for tuning in to The Week on Dalal Street. I'm Santosh Nair, and as always with me is Anuj Singhal, Managing Editor CNBC Awaaz, who will be sharing his thoughts on the key trends and action in the market during the week. Anuj, good to have you here with us.
Santosh, it's good to be here and good to be talking to you once again.
My pleasure, Anuj. So, renewed concerns about recession and higher interest rates in the US. We saw a big sell-off yesterday. Now, what does that mean for India?
I think what it means for India is to be looked at in context of what it means for the US. Because obviously, on the day of the policy, the US market reaction was a bit mild. Make no mistake, the policy was very hawkish. And the policy, if anything, told us that all the expectation that the Fed is just one rate away from the peak, and after that there will be no more rate hikes and the terminal rate is here. I mean, everything was put some cold water on by the Fed chairman and in the policy meet. Still, the market somehow not reacted violently. I think the market thought that maybe Fed was overstating the case. And I think you saw a more mature reaction of that on Friday, in Thursday's trade in the US market. I think the Indian market could sense that yesterday itself. Yesterday was expiry. But yesterday around 2 p.m. when you started to see trouble in the US futures, Indian market started to take a knock. And I think I made a point this morning as well and put it in my trade setup that market's texture got violated yesterday. Because the Nifty closed below its 20-day exponential moving average and decisively below that. And whenever the Nifty has done that, on an average, it's lost 7 to 8% over the next couple of months. I think today's behavior just reconfirms what the market is. We had two rallies today. One, immediately after market opening, market had a big gap down. Then that was bought into. The Nifty came into the green and then sold off. And then there was another recovery, which again took Nifty almost in the green. And then you had that last hour sell-off in which the Nifty fell 150 points. I think, so coming back to the point about the US recession, I think that's a big risk. And I think right now the market is still trying to figure out whether higher interest rates is going to be a bigger concern or recession is going to be a bigger concern. It's going to be a combination of both. For Indian market, it all boils down to last time we reacted to the US market data for some time. After that, we started to decouple. So this time as well, right now we are reacting violently to what's happening in the US. But at what point do we start to decouple once again? I think that's going to be very important.
Well, a related question on interest rates again. Now, rates are rising in India as well. Now, two-year bank deposits are giving good returns at close to about 8%, Anuj. So usually when interest rates rise, that is, you see a lot of people shifting money partly from equities to debt. Do you think that something like that is also a big concern for the market at this point?
I think it's already started. I think I had a couple of guests today talk about that. I think S. Naren was on CNBC TV 18. He was making the point that this year make allocations of debt as well. On my show, I was talking to Manish Dangi. He also runs a lot of money. He was making a point that, look, fixed deposit is giving you 8% right now, risk-free. So maybe that makes sense. And, you know, for all things being told, in 2022, at Nifty level, what did you get? It was a great year, right? But what did you get? I mean, it just barely managed to beat fixed deposit. So I think I am myself, Santosh, this time looking to park more money in fixed deposit or fixed income funds, government securities funds. I mean, I'm already looking at options for myself. Of course, I do my SIPs in the index ETFs, but this time I'm looking to increase more on the debt side than the equity side. And I think you will see that, start to see that in the numbers. I think where that might impact us is if this FII sell-off continues, and on top of that, the equity numbers from the mutual funds start to dwindle. I think that is when perhaps there would be a deeper correction in the market. That's not right now my base case, but let's see. Also throw in the fact that Indian valuations are very expensive right now. And the rally that we had this year was largely due to PE expansion. That's another point which Neelkanth Mishra made, that Indian market rally is purely on PE expansion. It's not on earnings expansion. And if earnings expansion doesn't come, then for how long can PE keep expanding? Just because we are the safest market. So I think, there are some concerns.
And in the banking space, that's something that still continues to do well. Broadly, they're still in favor with investors now. Is the optimism justified? We saw some big moves this week also in many of the PSU banks.
I think it is. Also, we have to keep in mind, PSU banks are coming off multi-year bear market. So the moves in PSU banks are like that. You have to take them, like this. You know, they go up 80%, they fall 80%. Simple as that. Over a 10-year period, you're still not making money in PSU banks. Over a 10-month period, you're making money hand over fist, which also, by the way, dispels the notion that in stock market, time in the market is more important than timing the market. Sometimes timing in the market is more important than time in the market. But that's a different debate altogether. On the banks, I think, Santosh, what's also helping is that banking is one universe in the market which is still not expensive. I mean, if you look at stocks, HDFC Bank is below its median valuations. Kotak Mahindra Bank is below its median valuations. SBI, okay, is near its peak valuations. I agree. But then SBI has been delivering on numbers. ICICI Bank, I agree, is at peak valuation. But ICICI Bank and SBI are the only exceptions. Other than that, the banking universe right now as we speak is not at peak valuations. IT, on the other hand, is still at 20 to 30% premium to its median valuations. Autos, you'll be surprised to know, is trading at almost 35 to 40% premium compared to its median valuations. FMCG, always expensive, still trading at big premium compared to its multiples, its median multiples. So banking has valuation comfort and banking has earnings comfort. I think people can see over the next few quarters that NPA picture is out, and now these banks are expanding, giving loans and getting the interest back. So maybe at least 1 or 2 year good cycle is left ahead of banking stocks. And keep in mind, banking stocks are coming off an underperformance. Last 3 years was all about IT. IT versus banks, the two big sectors. So it's just year one of that reversal.
Well, within the banking space, again, Yes Bank was one of the star performers. And this despite the fact that many brokerages have, in fact, sounded a cautious to negative note on the stock. So what exactly is driving Yes Bank at this point?
Euphoria. I think there's a lot of euphoria in private banks. I think you see the moves in City Union Bank. You see the moves in Federal Bank. You see the move in Karur Vysya Bank. Yes Bank just moved up. It had done nothing for last many months or so. Now, the danger with Yes Bank is that it's a stock which has burned you in the past. So, but look, everything is good at a price. So I think that's what maybe the market believes, that Yes Bank is good at a price. But I do believe that it had a big rally, and maybe if you just got lucky in Yes Bank, it won't hurt you to take money here, because with these stocks, you don't want to overstay your welcome.
Now, mid and small cap stocks have taken a big beating in the last couple of trading sessions. Are you seeing some kind of a trend reversal, or would you say it's too early to call for that?
I think it's too early, but the reason for which the mid caps have fallen, I think, calls for attention. The reason is the interest rate picking up once again, because mid caps and small caps do not do well in rising interest rate environment. They do well in falling interest rate environment. All through this year, it's been all about large caps. Mid caps started to rally. By the way, month to date, mid caps are still in the green. While Nifty is in the red now, month to date, the mid cap index is still in the green, because there was a nice rally building up in the mid caps with the hope that interest rates are at peak or near peak. Santosh, I have no way of knowing how far higher interest rates go from here. So that puts a bit of a quandary in terms of how to define mid caps and small caps. What I would say though is that in mid caps, you can't be top down. You have to be bottom up. I think in market, in mid caps, there are a lot of opportunities in the bottom up investing style. And I think a lot of stocks are correcting just because the market is correcting. And I think they will give you great buying opportunity. You'll have to do your research. You'll have to ask your financial advisor. But to cut a long story short, the mid cap correction of over the last 2 days is because of the fears of this pickup in interest rates once again.
Anuj, your thoughts on IRCTC, the big underperformer this week. How do you think the OFS will play out for the stock?
I think the OFS was lapped up. There was huge demand for OFS. The government even opened its green shoe option. And I think for good reason, because it's a stock which has corrected, and travel has opened up. I think you can see that in the numbers. So that's why I think a lot of investors believe that it was a great price to get in. Santosh, what happens in OFS is, because it's offered at such a big discount, and the stock struggles after OFS for some time, till the time it takes out the price at which the offer had come. Because for those who bought in just a day before that, they are making losses now, right? So when it starts to rally after OFS, it faces resistance between the OFS price and the day of the price in which the OFS was announced. Because a lot of people exit. Also, those who got in at OFS obviously will sell 5 or 6% higher. This is opportunistic money as well. I think the big rally in IRCTC will happen if it starts to cross, 2 days back high. and then perhaps a bigger rally would happen. But there was huge demand for it, that there's no doubt about.
The other stock in the limelight this week, GMM Pfaudler, big loser. With the promoter having paired stakes significantly, do you expect the stock to be derated? Now, this the second time in 2 years that the stock is finding itself in the eye of a storm.
I think both times the reason is almost the same. It's I don't know why the foreign promoter took so long to sell, because they have no skin in the game now. The business was bought over by the domestic promoter. So I think in that sense, it was okay. But, you know, obviously, it was a large trade to be executed, not in a block window, to a multiple set of people in open market. I think the stock will struggle for some time, Santosh, obviously. And I think this GMM Pfaudler story was a story of 2 years back. And the market's moved on already and looking at new stocks. For example, I mean, we discussed it today because it was in the news. Otherwise, have we discussed it in our podcast over the last 2 years? That will give you an answer to, you know, what the market thinks of the stock.
Now, defense stock also saw some serious selling this week. Do you think investors would be better off taking some money off the table now?
I think there's a reason for that, Santosh. Why investors are taking money off defense stocks, because most of them are PSUs and most of them are OFS candidates. In fact, in some of them, the government has already conducted a soft roadshow. For example, in Hindustan Aeronautics. And all of these stocks have had a big rally. In fact, the day IRCTC OFS was announced, immediately after that, you started to see sell-off in these defense stocks because the market is one step ahead. You'll remember when Sooty sold its stake in Axis Bank, we had made this point that keep an eye on ITC now. ITC actually that day made peak. After that, ITC has been falling because you never know one day the government will say, okay, and the government will do that, my sense is, because in January to March, they're way short of their targets and they will meet that. So, expect a lot of OFSs. I think you will see an OFS in a lot of defense stocks. I think you will see... So the way to play this is to figure out which stocks will see OFS and which stocks will see higher dividend payout. So I think the companies in which you have 85% stake, there might be a large amount of... There might be OFS. And in other companies, there might be a lot of dividend play as well. I think in Jan to March, you will get a lot of opportunity in terms of making a good... I dare say 20% dividend yield and, you know, a good stock price appreciation or at least stock prices remaining flat. That's an opportunity that you'll have to take. How do you do that? That's up to you.
And Anuj, which are the sectors that you would suggest if which you say you see doing relatively better if the current wave of downtrend in the market continues?
I think I would keep an eye on two or three things. One is FMCG. I think if crude prices continue to go down, I think that's one area which could do well because, you know, it does well in a falling crude environment. You know, stocks like Lever, Britannia, you've seen that play out in the past as well. Asian Paints, Pidilite kind of stocks. So this pocket, my sense is, will continue to do well. I think domestic economy stocks will still do well. My sense is cement will still do well. Real estate will still do well. I think select autos will still do well. I think select banks will still do well. I think PSU banks, after a 10-15% correction maybe, will again start to outperform as we move into the budget. I think private banks, maybe after a correction to, say, 50-day moving average, if the Bank Nifty does that, will again start to rally. My sense is IT is in some bit of a trouble once again. And that might revisit its recent lows, just like NASDAQ is doing. So, I think focus on the domestic economy stocks.
And so what are the key events and data points that you would be keeping an eye out for in the short term?
I think the US data, the inflation data, the PPI data, jobs data, whatever macro data comes out of US, keep an eye on that because we just need to figure out which way is the US interest rate headed. The bond market is still pricing in a very close to, you know, peak in terms of the interest rates, but clearly FOMC have some different plans. So I think I'll keep an eye on the US data. Nothing will matter more than that going forward for the market.
Well, Anuj, as always, a pleasure chatting to you and thanks for sharing those insights with our listeners.
Thank you, Santosh, and to you and to all our listeners, happy weekend.
Well, and with that, it's a wrap on the week on Dalal Street. Thank you for listening and have a great weekend ahead.